Don Gagne is NPR's White House correspondent. And Don, I want to ask about one more story before we let you go. Over the weekend, it was revealed that a former advisor to the Bush family made secret tapes of his conversations with then-Governor George W. Bush as he contemplated a run for the presidency. How is the White House responding to that?
The White House first is not disputing the nature of these tapes, which seem to have the president acknowledging for the first time that he used marijuana as a young man. Again, they don't dispute the facts, but they don't address them specifically, saying first that this was a private conversation. The president didn't know these were being taped. He was talking to someone he thought was a friend. And the press secretary, Scott McClellan, says all of these things have been covered ad nauseum in prior election campaigns.
Well, as someone who's covered the president for years, did you feel like you learned anything about the president or his character from seeing the words of these private conversations?
The president has always been careful not to deny what he has done in the past. But, again, looking at the quotes from these tapes, it was the first time, I think, that you could say that we have seen something that looks like an official admission of past drug use.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president in Brussels. Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.